And you're very welcome back to the programme. Joined in studio now by Kelly Sweeney. Hi, Kelly.
Hello,
how are you?
Good.
Now, the reason we're speaking to you is you are representing the new Wild Atlantic Way in this year's Mary from Dunloe.
I am indeed, yes.
How did you get that gig?
The hotel had asked me to do it. Mm.
This is McGettigan's, is it?
Yeah. Well, the Canary, and
so beg your pardon, McGettigan's.
I was chuffed to get it, like, and of course I accepted, like, it was great, and to be sponsoring the Wild Atlantic Way, like, it's class. Mm. You know, just it's a fantastic thing to have. Like,
it's kind of unique because
it goes all the way from here down to
Cork,
down to Cork, it does, yeah.
But did we get first dibs on this, or were there other nominations from
different... No, we did. We got first dibs.
Rightly so. Yeah. It's the best part of the Wild Atlantic Way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You're originally from Gweedore, aren't you? Or Bumbeg in Gweedore?
I am, yes. Proud Gweedorean.
Yeah.
Yeah, very proud of where I'm from, indeed, yeah.
Gweedore's hard to find because it's not really a place.
It's small, like,
but... No, but it's not a thing. It's an area.
It is an area. Like, and it covers
Is there a centre of Gweedore?
There's not really. Everyone will ask where you're from.
Like, you put Gweedore into a sat-nav and you're like, you've arrived?
Yeah, I know. No, there's so many. Like, it covers such a large area, like, but... Now where I'm from, Bumbeg, like, everyone's so tight-knit and everyone knows each other. It's a lovely community, like, much like Dunloe itself. Like, it's the same thing. You go out to the shop and everyone knows you. Like, it's lovely. I'm so proud to be from there, like, to... Mm.
And
to
you're proud of your language as well. You're fluent Irish speaker.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Fluent Irish.
How important is that to you?
That's really important to me. Like, my wee brother, he's only 3, but he has... like good Irish, we always speak it to him, and I'm proud to know that he is that Irish, like, and he'll go to school and he'll chat away to his friends.
He's the
Irish,
next generation,
like,
of
yeah,
Irish
so
people.
That's what it means to me, to know that someone else,
because generally speaking we are facing a challenging time in retaining the use of the language.
It's going out, like, and it's sad to see it go out too. Like, I'm out here in Letterkenny and all my friends don't have Irish, they're from Galway and Roscommon and all this, and like,
and Galway has its own Gaeltacht area too.
I have good Irish, like, but there's no way for me to speak it out here because I have no one to communicate with.
That's why you get on the phone.
Yeah, on the phone to Dad.
Indeed. Well, I don't know how we're going to deal with it because, you know, I know myself, there is some schools that, you know, you hear anecdotally where, you know, the people aren't taught Irish as such. What they're taught really is the... answers to questions they get at the end of the year. Do you know what I'm saying?
Irish,
they're taught really what they'll be asked at the end of the year. They're not being taught the language itself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the challenges we face because not everyone's going to live, obviously, in the Gaeltacht area. And truly, for the language to be retained, it's going to have to be taught a different way. Uh-huh. We're going to have to stop worrying about grammar and punctuation and just the language
itself.
To
be able to speak it itself.
Exactly. And let's start there.
For people to try and speak it at home would be a big help. That's what I think pushes the Irish, is when, not even at school, but when you get your younger, they pick it up so easy. So, like, to talk it to them, they'll have it.
Well, that's it, because there is a trend and it's nice to send children to the Gael School or what have you, but I think unless mom and dad or whoever's at home can interact
with the kid.
I wonder how much use it is. So, what are you doing yourself? You studied initially in Letterkenny here, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm away to Galway in September to study further. I'm doing 4 years then in GMIT doing art
studying
and design.
What is that?
It's a general it's a general course covering, like, everything from fashion to like graphic design as an advertisement and everything. But, like, I have a great love for art. Like, I have a passion for it, and that's all I've ever done since I was little was draw and draw and draw. So, like, it would be mad for me to go to for anything else. Like, but
so what would you like to be doing in 5 years' time, 6 years' time, once you... Because 4 years is a big commitment to anything.
Oh, it is. It is a big commitment. Like, but, like, that, I just have a passion for it. And if it takes 5 years, I'll do it. Mm. Like, you know, that's what I love doing. And, no, I'd love to be doing either fashion or the graphic design, like, would be my main thing to push myself for him.
And do you find yourself buying clothes and putting your own twist on
I do, yeah. I'm always doing that. Like,
but you must be then, all your friends are going, can you do this?
I make about 3 outfits out of one dress, like, you know what I mean?
It's not you that started cutting the knees out of jeans, is it? What is that?
No.
Could you explain that to me?
But like, oh, I know, I go into my granny's house every day and she's like, is that the stale now? I thought you fell. What, you know what I mean?
But what is it? I mean, it's like the knobbly knees are not the most attractive thing you can ever look at. When you're standing up straight, you're looking at people's shins.
Yeah, exactly.
So could you explain to me, as someone into fashion, what's going on?
It's a trend and everyone follows it, and you see them on everyone. You'll see everyone's knees from now on. Like,
have you ever seen the Paul one just got the scissors to them and starting to rip around the back?
Yeah, and it's easy to do. You just buy a normal pair of jeans and there you go.
Well, anyway, sure. I don't know. Anyone know why people do that? 086 77 00 555. You know, you're obviously a young modern woman. And you know, some people would say, are you a good fit for Mary from Dunlow? Some people see that whole thing. And I'm just for this purpose of the conversation, some people see it as an old fashioned thing, women getting up and parading themselves to be judged and one crowd. What is your take on that whole thing?
My take on it is, like, I'm proud to just be doing it to sponsor the, like, even the Irish to push it in this festival is, like, this is my main thing. And to be sponsoring the Wild Atlantic Way, to sponsor that, not myself, it's what I'm doing in the competition is what it means to me. Like, the Clonmary, to like show the beautiful place that I work in, like, it's the medium which you have to do this. I think
people have this problem where they have to have an opinion on everything.
Oh yeah.
And if something is fun and it's light-hearted and people enjoy themselves, what odds?
Yeah,
do you know what
exactly.
I mean? Why try and take... There's so much negativity. Why try and make fun things into negative?
Because I know a few of the girls that are doing it with me. Like, one of them is my best friend. Yeah. Like, and it's just, for me, it's about taking part and
so
having the fun
fights,
for the
then.
Whole week. No, not
well,
at all.
I mean,
well,
I've
not
spoke,
for me anyway.
Over the years, I've spoke to many people that have taken part in it, and regardless of where the girl's from in the background, they make friends for life.
Oh, yeah.
They have the best
and
week,
they're lovely
2 weeks
girls.
Of their lives.
They're lovely.
Exactly.
They've all been in contact. Like,
so when is the Mary from Dunlow Festival on?
25th of July it starts, yeah.
And are you going to be doing a performance of anything?
I'm jiving, actually.
Jiving?
Yes.
Who are you going to jive with?
Something different. I've been in a few competitions now. Me and my brother, like, we would have entered. Like, I've been jiving since
really?
I was about 6 years old. Yeah, my dad teaches the jiving, like, and we've been in some videos as well, like, and I just love it.
So are you next level jiving? Like, you're throwing in a few leg kicks here and perhaps I wouldn't?
No, well, it's bred into me, basically, yeah. But I've done Irish dancing too for 5 years as well, but I know a lot of people have done that there, so I would like to do
something different.
Change it up a wee bit.
And
yeah.
I think, you know, with the popularity of country music as well,
you're
seeing dances, country dances, with more people in the nightclubs now. And
well,
that's jiving and what have you, isn't it? So it's very modern. In a sort of old-fashioned kind of way. And who's going to be driving with you? Are you going to drag the brother up?
I am going to drag my wee brother.
Are you sure he's
going to
do it?
He's only
3-year-old, is it?
No. I couldn't do that there. He's got it himself.
Has he?
No,
yeah.
I couldn't do that.
When you talk about doing the competition, where did you travel to? Would it be local?
Claire Morris down in Mayo. Yep. We went there. And there's one down in Cork as well.
Really?
Yeah, we go all over the place. But some people say we're mad. But
it's
you
fantastic.
Go.
Sounds like great fun.
Oh, it is.
Very good. Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. If you're in it, you want to win it now, I suppose. But
You do. You do try to win it. But I wouldn't be pushing myself too far now. I'd like to stay friends with everyone, you know.
Yeah, well, you can do that. You can do both. Yeah, but as you say, fun, you know, hopefully. you want to represent the Clonry and the Wild Atlantic Way. I mean,
it's my main goal there, just to have fun and sponsor what I'm there for.
You will. And best of luck with the studying in Galway. It's a great spot down there too.
Thank you. Lovely chatting to you.
And you too. Okay, we're talking movies now with Terence Lafferty, a supervisor of Eclipse Cinema in Lifford. Hi, Terence.
Hey, Craig.
What's the crack? We're heading into summer.
There's
a few blockbusters out.
There's some great blockbusters out at the minute. There's something for
everyone in the audience.
From young ones, you have the Minions, for the families, for the ladies.
Minions. Now, this is, I'm not a massive user of Facebook. Are these those little yellow jokes?
Yeah, the little annoying yellow boys.
And the film's going down a treat, I would say.
It is. It's mental. It is selling out almost every weekend.
Really?
But it's a brilliant film for all the family.
Yeah. And films like that nowadays, they have to entertain the children, but you need a little bit of humour there that appeals to mum and dad or granny and granddad as well, don't you?
You do, and Minions definitely has that. There's humour for the adults that the kids wouldn't get, but you definitely won't be bored watching the Minions.
And that's been out a while now, and it's running for...
That's been out now for 2 weeks.
Really?
And I'd say it could possibly be on for the rest of summer as well.
Superb. It's a great summer movie, isn't it?
That's
because
brilliant.
The children are off school and what have you. That's getting great reviews. What else is showing nowadays?
For the ladies, of course, you have Magic Mike. That's the biggest...
And some of the men out there, too.
Some of them like that, too.
That's... What's his name? Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. He's a stripper in a former life, isn't he? I think he is, you know.
It could be.
But that's what this is about, isn't it?
It is. It's about retired strippers coming back on the road for one night only.
Okay, have you watched it?
I have. I've seen it myself last night. It is.
But
it
is it's one for the ladies, as you say. It's
definitely one for the ladies.
All right. Well, I saw some of the posters, and the guys are pretty ripped in it as well. But apparently there's a pretty good storyline there as well.
It is. There is a good storyline to it too, and it's a good comedy. Mm. It is very good.
Okay. Right, before we carry on, we do have two sets of passes to give away to the Eclipse Cinema in Lifford.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be in with a chance of picking them up, just text your name in to us to 086 77 00 555, just the regular text line, 086 77 00 555. It's only going to be a short wee competition. It's not even a competition. Just text your name in, and we'll draw two names out of the hat, and you'll pick up those two pairs of tickets. Or if you want to call, you can as well, 07491 25000. We'll only keep it open for about 5 minutes, but you have an opportunity then to win two passes, two tickets to the fantastic Eclipse Cinema in Lifford. So just text your name in or give us a buzz, and we'll throw your name in the hat, and we'll announce those. So, Terence, what else is showing at the moment?
Well, the main big one that we're all excited about, as I'd say a lot of ones families would know, would be Tractor Ted.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever heard tell him.
This one is new to me.
Ted, he's never had a movie before. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for toddlers because it's only 40 minutes long. It is a wee green animated tractor, but it's set on a real life farm.
Oh, very
so
good.
He explains everything between machineries, life in the farms, and the one we're showing now is Digger and Dumpers.
That's an interesting one to put in the cinema, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because as I say, Minions is probably, 5, 6, 7, 8, but this is one you could do that will keep a, 2, 3, 4-year-old occupied, and it's only 40 minutes long.
Yeah, we had it 2 weeks ago. We showed the first series of it, and it went down a treat. It almost sold out. So we are advising pre-booking, and it's amazing.
I like that. Good idea. Yeah, for the young ones.
Yeah, and we're one of the only cinemas that actually have it.
Mm.
So it's great. We only have it 2 days now. It is on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of July at 12 noon.
Mm.
And it's part of our kids' club, so tickets are only €180 for adults or kids. So it's perfect wee treat.
If you're packing sterling.
It's only £150 sterling.
You're always giving the money away.
Yeah.
And what else is showing at the moment?
At the moment, coming out, the big one for all the Marvel fans would be the new Ant-Man.
Mm.
It was a comic years ago. It's coming out. And then the next big one after the Minions is probably, it's called Inside Out from Pixar's.
Mm.
It's an animated film based on the little people chatting inside your head.
Okay.
So I'd say
we all have some of those.
Definitely. It'll be the biggest treat this year. And then the only other thing is we're bringing back our Eclipse Classics, which is a thing we do on a Monday. Every couple of Mondays, we bring golden oldies back to the big screen. On the 27th of July, we have E.T. And then the most popular one would probably be Dirty Dancing.
Mm.
It's coming back on the 24th
of August.
That's
a date movie, really, isn't it?
It is. And it's great to see because we do it all year long, and you get people to come into the cinema that don't usually leave their whole house. We get a lot of older generation.
Mm.
So it's great to see them coming out.
And just because something is old or older, it remains a classic. Why not have it on the big screen, Because it's fine watching it on your, if you're lucky, even a 50-inch TV at home, but the big screen is where these... Dirty Dancing was made for the big screen. It doesn't matter how old it was, as an example.
Yeah, we showed it last year and they're even dancing on the aisles.
Really?
So they were. It was absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. Terminator, is that showing yet?
Terminator was released last Thursday.
Yeah.
It was. And it is a very great action-packed film as well.
Yeah.
I have seen it as well. And Arnold Schwarzenegger definitely hasn't failed.
Really?
He is brilliant.
Because I've heard mixed reviews on it, but...
No, it is going down well now.
Yeah.
It's a good film.
I think Terminator's Terminator. Do you know what I mean?
I think
what people have an issue with is, and I saw it with the RoboCop film and Judge Dredd, people get very nostalgic, and Mad Max as well, people get very nostalgic about an original and forget that it's a completely new generation that may be watching these films. You know what I mean? That don't want to look at a young Mel Gibson or what have you. You know, it's rebooted and it's for a new generation. And I think critics tend to be a bit harsh on that because they're sort of fantasizing about when they were watching it when they were cubs, you know,
yeah,
or younger.
Yeah, we got a wild lot of response for that from Mad Max, but it went brilliant. Mm. It's just a new generation, as you say.
Well, I mean, that's generally 9 out of 10, that Mad Max was. And Terminator's not... I mean, it's a big screen action film, and it's a film that, again, is made for the big screen, and that's where you need to see it. Ted 2, how's that going, Dan?
Ted
was huge to begin with, but, you know, the sequels can often be a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, sometimes they do, you know, but tickets, they're selling very quick for it already.
Good.
It's released next Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong with Ted. You'll always get a laugh
exactly,
with that.
Exactly, but don't go if you're easily offended.
No, that's one thing for sure.
But I mean, he gets away with it because he's a teddy bear, you know what I mean? He can say whatever he likes, he's only a little teddy. just to recap, what's playing for at the moment this weekend for people who are looking to go to the cinema?
At the moment this weekend, as I say, you have Magic Mike, you have Minions, Terminator as well, Jurassic World, it seems to be still a big one.
Yeah.
Broke the record worldwide for the biggest film ever released in opening weekend. We still have it, and it's proven as popular as ever.
Yeah.
And if anyone's looking to come on a first date, or the romantics out there, you have The Longest Ride. It is Nicholas Sparks' film.
Right.
No, it's very good. Okay. There's a Notebook, that kind of stuff. So
right, okay, very good.
Seeing a lot of first dates coming in.
How do you know the first dates? Oh, because they're holding hands. You know they haven't known each other for a while.
They don't hold hands coming in now. The boys come in one door and the girls other, and then they leave holding hands.
Maybe they just want like the old dances, you know, have the boys on one side and the girls on the left and see what happens. And the big one's coming up then, so we could keep an eye out for over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, probably would. As I say, the biggest one's Mission Impossible 5 as well. You have the new one coming out.
Is it?
It is. It's coming out in a couple of
weeks. I didn't even know that was being made. Brilliant. Yeah. Look forward to that.
So you have that coming out as well. And Inside Out and Ant-Man. Marvel. Brilliant. Marvel will always pull the crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a franchise that's just going from strength to strength.
They are great films.
They are, and they very rarely fail. You know, the new versions of them in any case. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, we've closed the lines now on the competition for two pairs of tickets to the Eclipse Cinema in Lifford. Terence Lafferty, thanks so much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you, Craig, for having me.
Okay, it is live music time. Declan O'Kane and the Knotty Pine Band are in studio, in our second studio indeed. Declan, hello.
Hiya.
So tell us, who have you got with you?
We have Tony Hutchison on vocals and guitar, Aidan McGill on vocals and bass, and we also have Seamus McGurgan on dobro and banjo.
And you are playing later today, aren't you?
Yeah, we're playing at the Monterey Heritage Centre this afternoon.
Fantastic.
So this 4th of July celebrations, and looking forward to being there.
Right, and we'll talk more about that. Maybe you'll give us a track and then we'll have a chat.
Okay.
This is... Declan O'Kane and the Knotty Pine Band live for you this morning.
Thank you.
Ready? A one, two, a one. I got in a little trouble at the county seat. Stuck me in the jailhouse for wolfing in the street. Judge found me guilty. He made his point. He said $45 or 30 days in the jail. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Pick your choice. You're 21. No money down, no credit plan. Take the time to chase you, 'cause I'm a busy man. Tells me traveling kind. Jailhouse, 4 days on the road. Well, I was feeling mighty hungry, my feet a heavy load. I saw a greyhound coming, stuck out my thumb. As soon as I was seated, the driver caught my arm. He said, "That'll be cash on the barrel head, son. This old big dog gets paid to run. Starts and the wheels go turn. If you turn the barrel head, I'll take you down the road. If you cash in the barrel head, I'll take you down the road."
An absolutely amazing sound, Declan. I'm sure you've heard that all the time. Over 20 years now, you have been playing together.
22 years performing as a band. In fact, 22 years ago, we sat in this studio with Brendan Maxwell.
Amazing. Really? So that was just right at the start, was it?
Right at the very beginning, yeah.
And since then, and I'm not saying because of then, but everyone, I suppose, after the first gigs, you've travelled all over Europe, all over America, playing this American roots bluegrass type
American
of style.
American roots, Americana, bluegrass, and we also do... we'll take some American tunes and mix them in with trad tunes. And, call it greengrass, if you want to call it that.
I like that, greengrass indeed. And it's great playing to audiences outside of America and helping spread that type of music. Is it more pressure when you're playing in America and where a lot of that music is originated? You know, maybe there's a more refined ear?
Yeah, they do have a very refined ear for it because essentially it's their music. But we do like to remind them that the music originated in these islands.
Yeah.
And hence today we're going to the Heritage Centre and the Ulster Scots tradition. And a lot of music came from Scotland, Northern Ireland, Ireland, and made its way across to America.
And it's the 4th of July festival. It's running today at the Monrea Heritage Centre. Yeah. It's free admission. Yeah. What a treat.
Oh, fantastic. I've never personally been to the centre, but it looks fabulous.
And there's live bluegrass music, hold down dancing, old skills demonstrations, flax and linen, corn threshing and baling, bread making over an open fire, vintage tractor displays and more. What a lovely way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and the weather looks as if it's going to pick up for us.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks fantastic.
After this, if people can't get along today, are you playing locally at all in that?
Yeah, well, later on this evening we're playing, we're doing a concert at the Ardoan Theatre in Enniskillen.
Super.
So if you have any Fermanagh listeners who fancy a trip to Enniskillen,
definitely
welcome to join us.
Excellent, fantastic. You'll play one more track for us, will you? Okay, and this is just a sample of what you can enjoy if you can get along to the 4th of July Festival at the Monrea Heritage Centre. It's the amazing Declan O'Kane and the band, the Knotty Pine Band, and a real treat for us this morning. 22 years on from chatting to Brendan Maxwell. It's kind of a treat for me, that too, to hear that. So if you want to take it away, Declan.
Okay.
Buddy, better off alone. I'm sworn independence, and my heart's made of stone. But you're breaking on truth. Something about you, I've been tapping my toes to the way you talk. I've been saying along when I watch the way you walk. I gotta do something about you. I've got this place of mine. It's nice and quiet. I
like it fine. Work real hard, got no time for you. But I've whiskeyed up my coffee cup, sitting here trying not to call you up. But it's getting where I don't know what to do. Something about you. About you like distant thunder. I can't say if ain't been warned. There's no shelter to call under. Ever gonna save me from a storm? Something about you I can't shake. Something about you that's been keeping me awake. Wasn't that true? Something about you. I've got this life of mine. It's nice and quiet. I like it fine. Work real hard. Got no time for you. But I whiskeyed up my coffee cup, sitting here trying not to call you up. It's getting where I don't know what to do. Something about you, babe. Something about you.
Absolutely fantastic. That was, of course, Declan O'Kane and the Naughty Pipe Band. We were chatting to Declan there, who was on vocals for that track. At Monrea Heritage Centre this afternoon from 2 to 5. It's absolutely free. And as we mentioned earlier on, bluegrass music from the hugely talented band there. Hold down dancing, old skills demonstrations, flax and linen, corn thrashing or threshing and baling, bread making over an open fire, vintage tractor displays, much more. And hot dogs as well, and refreshments on sale, which sounds pretty tasty. I wouldn't mind one of those right now, actually, with some onions and mustard, but I digress. That is the Monrea Heritage Centre is the spot for that. And thank you very, very much for the guys coming in and performing live for us. Okay, you're very welcome back. Now, pupils aged 7 years old are said to be too obese to fit into their uniforms, which is a worrying situation. Karen Grant, hello.
Good morning.
Now, you're from Irish Schoolwear, the Irish Schoolwear Association. How broad a problem is this?
Well, for the past 15 years, we've been adapting clothing to suit children who have been grown taller and broader than previously. So it really is a two-pronged problem, well, issue really rather than problem, because naturally children are growing taller than they had been in the past. And that's backed up by statistics, really. In 1948, there was a height and measurement recording kept. And then in 2002, there was the National Nutritional Survey was carried out. And if you compare the results of those, boys on average are 9 inches taller than they had been, and girls are 6 inches taller than they had been.
So this is not necessarily an issue with obesity, but perhaps just a development. Children are getting bigger, taller earlier.
Yes, they are. And a 14-year-old boy is on average 24 kilos, which translates to 52 pounds or 3.5 stone heavier than he had been in 1948. But bearing in mind that 1948 was post-World War II, so there would be other issues to play within that weight as well.
Mm.
So that's one side of it, and that's partly the side that we're campaigning for reducing the VAT on.
And we'll talk about that, but it's interesting that in such a relatively short period of time, we're seeing such a big difference in our children. That's probably worth looking at in of itself.
Well, the range of nutrition that we would have had and the change in range of nutrition that we would have had since 1948 is huge, where people are eating a better diet and more balanced diet. And that's one side of it. And then the other side of it is the high-fat, high-salt fizzy drink element that's contributing to the obesity.
But we are left in this strange situation, as you hinted at there, whereby you have children who are bigger, and therefore they're not child-sized clothes in inverted commas, and the cost of the clothes are costing more, the clothes and the shoes indeed.
Yes, in 1972 legislation was brought in, and that was that a rate of 0% VAT was applied to clothing under a 32 inches and under in a chest measurement, and under 26 inches in a waist measurement.
So this is across the board, not unique to school uniforms?
No, that's across the board. Okay. And that was aimed at removing VAT from children's clothing, and that primary school children shouldn't have VAT on their clothing. But legislation hasn't kept up with the rate that children are growing. So we would find that 8-9-year-olds are now wearing the sizes that are pre-VAT, and then they're at age 8, age 9, they're going into what we would call the basketball sizes, which would be 34 and upwards in jumpers.
School uniforms have been caught in this net, when in reality perhaps they should be separate altogether.
Well, if the zero rate of VAT was introduced to exempt primary school children from paying VAT on their clothes, well then legislation should keep it up that they at the very least would remove it from primary school level. But we're campaigning for school uniforms to be exempt at all level in order to reduce the burden on parents, because the Department of Education ran a survey last year which was carried out in most schools across the country. The National Parents Council would say, their statistics would say that it was carried out in 77% of schools. So most parents were given the opportunity to vote, and they voted to stick with a better quality bespoke uniform that carried on the tradition and of their college and their crest. And also there are Irish-made jumpers and tracksuits within the remit of the schools. So parents voted to say, let's stay with the better quality, let's stay with clothing that lasts. And then in turn we're saying, well, if parents are supporting Irish industry in this way, let's try and support them, and let's say to the government, at the stroke of a pen, you can remove the 23% VAT. The amount of difference it would make to the exchequer would be minimal, but the amount of difference it would make to parents would be huge.
Probably not surprising, the media has jumped on this and making the strong connection between this issue and obesity, which doesn't tell the full story and perhaps is detracting from really the main points you're trying to make.
Well, you know, any publicity is good, and anything that draws attention to the size that children have become, and in any way that will contribute to reducing the obesity problem that we have. Notwithstanding, we're making trousers with, say, for 11 to, we're doing plus sizes from 7 onwards. So it's we're acknowledging that children from roughly 7 onwards are heavier than they is necessarily good for them. So you make the trousers that's the correct length, but you make the seat and waist bigger to accommodate the children that are heavier, and they find difficulty finding clothes that suit them. And if you go into tracksuits 5 days a week, it just contributes to it, because there's no restrictions on children. There's no hint that you're eating too much or that your clothes are too tight. They just keep stretching to accommodate you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is your campaign get much traction?
A huge this week, thankfully, and it really, we've gotten a lot of support from both the government. Last year they were very positive, and we have it in writing from the minister that the uniforms are in the remit of the boards of management, and now we're saying to the board of management, let's work with this and let's try and bring down the prices for parents.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck with that. I'm sure parents of children do as well, because obviously it would save them some money. Well, and it is that time of year, of course, when we're looking at school uniforms. Karen, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Thank you very much.